Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 20th day in the 9th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate the witness of St. Andrew Kim Taegon, Paul Chong Ha-sung, and companions. These courageous souls lived in Korea in the mid-1800s at a time when it was illegal to be Christian in that country. St. Andrew became the first Korean-born priest, but as he tried to spread the faith in his native land, he was arrested, tortured, and martyred by the local authorities. He was no stranger to persecution and martyrdom because he saw the heroic witness of his father, Ignatius Kim, who was martyred 6 years earlier and is now beatified himself. Paul Chong Ha-sung was a lay apostle and married man who was martyred in the same year as Ignatius Kim. And there's many stories of men and women who lost their lives trying to keep the faith alive in a land of severe persecution at that time. Religious freedom finally came to Korea in 1883, and in the year of our Lord 1984, St. John Paul II canonized 98 Koreans and 3 French missionaries who gave their lives in that land. Persecution is something that Christians have had to deal with in some way or another ever since Jesus started our church. But Jesus warned us that would happen. The question is, how will we respond to it when people treat us unfair or even harshly because we follow Jesus? It would be easy to become bitter, angry, and vengeful in the face of persecution, but Jesus warns us that we must learn to forgive and to beware of the blue dragon of wrath. When in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, he says, "I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Today's episode is titled The Unforgiving Servant, and we're going to return to one of the parables of Jesus to help us understand the importance of slaying the blue dragon of wrath. This parable comes from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 18, and it all starts with St. Peter asked Jesus this question, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered him, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave! I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Whoa. So in this parable, it says there is a servant who owes the king 10,000 talents. What exactly does that mean? Well, let's say the king represents your mom and dad, and they decide to add up all the money that they spent on you to get you to the age of 18. They add up the cost of all your food and your diapers and your clothes and your room and your medical bills and your toys and your birthday presents and your pet alligator, everything. Smart statistical people say that the average cost to raise a kid like you to the age of 18 in the United States is close to $300,000. And that's assuming you only stick around till you're 18. That seems like a pretty big number, but the number Jesus uses in the parable is much higher. According to a quick internet search, 10,000 talents would be worth approximately $11.9 billion. So imagine one day your dad comes to you and says, "You owe me $312,021 $312,021.18. And now imagine you get out your piggy bank and you have a total of $14.04. Your current job is selling lemonade for 10 cents a cup, and you sell approximately 10 cups a day, which equals $1 per day. How long would it take you to pay back your dad? Well, the quick math tells me it would take you around 855 years, and that is if he doesn't charge any interest. In the parable, the man who owed 10,000 talents owes more money than he could earn in 10 lifetimes, so it's kind of silly for him to say, "Have patience with me and I will pay you everything," just like it would be silly for you to tell your dad that you will get that $312,000 to him in full after you sell a little bit more lemonade. The reality is, we are all this servant who owes a debt more than we can possibly pay. Your salvation cost Jesus every drop of his blood, and the blood of Jesus is worth more than all the money in the world. We could never possibly pay back the debt we owe, and yet God forgives the entire debt. In the parable, the king doesn't just give the servant more time to pay, he lets him go and forgives the entire 800 years of debt. Just like I'm willing to bet that your mom and dad will probably forgive your $300,000 of debt. The question is, how will you treat others who owe you? When I was a kid, I remember getting a Snoopy watch for my birthday. Snoopy is a white dog with long ears, for those who've never seen Charlie Brown. And the watch was really cool. Snoopy's arms were the arms of the watch, and it was my first watch, and I really liked it. Well, my oldest brother is an engineer, at least he is now. I always thought that meant he drove trains for a living, but it turns out an engineer is somebody who likes to use math and science to design and build things. And one day, I took off my Snoopy watch so I wouldn't break it while I was playing outside. And do you know what my older brother did? He found my Snoopy watch, and he took it apart because he wanted to see how it worked. When I came in the house, my watch was in dozens of pieces, and he couldn't put it back together. That was 40 years ago, and sometimes I still think about how my brother owes me a Snoopy watch. That's kind of like what the man in the parable did. After the king forgave him 800 years' wages, he was unwilling to forgive the guy who pretty much just owed him a Snoopy watch. Well, it didn't turn out too well for him when the king found out that he refused to forgive his fellow brother after he had been forgiven such a huge amount. So if you have brothers or sisters, the blue dragon of wrath most likely hangs around your house. Or if there's a bully at your school, the blue dragon may also try to attack, just like in my story of Billy Gruff in Book 5, The Blue Dragon of Wrath. But Jesus is very clear in the Gospels that we must forgive those who trespass against us. And St. Paul says in his letter to Colossians chapter 3, "Because you have been forgiven by God, you must forgive others." So my challenge for you this week is to forgive your brother or your sister or the bully at school or for something they did to make you angry or hurt you. Don't let that storm rage inside of you for the next 40 years. Slay the blue dragon of wrath with the dagger of forgiveness. And to help you, Topher and I are releasing our two new songs about the blue dragon, The Boots of Peace, which is my blue dragon battle cry, and a really cool song called The Storm Inside, which will help you forgive others and find peace and calm when you are tempted to throw your next temper tantrum. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Like Roland mentioned, we've got two new songs in our Dragon Slayers TV app to help you slay the Blue Dragon of Wrath. Here's one of them, The Storm Inside. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
Lightning cracks across the sky, a dragon's wings go racing by. But even in this roaring night, I feel a spark, a voice of light. A boy with fire in his eyes, a storm that shakes the silent skies. I chase the wrong, I seek the fight, but something deep says choose what's right. I ride the winds, I feel the flame, but something whispers in my name. Your heart is strong, it can't